But I just want to say this, Renee, because I saw you doing a video about how you never come back to Baddest. Despite all your negativity and your demonic spirit and your hate, I still made my money back.
Everything you hear on the pod is entertainment purposes only. If you take it in, that is your own. We're just here to have fun.
Yo, welcome back to another episode on the ECP podcast.
Yes, sir.
If you're new around here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, push that bell notification.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, we have the one and only Miss Lani Good.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Hi, guys.
Hey, I told you lot. Yeah, we've got big things happening this year.
Amen.
And this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is literally one of them. Live in the flesh. Mr. CEO of Badders UK.
Yes, sir.
No, no,
you're going to hear a better intro than that, but how you doing?
Guessing me. I'm good, you know. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Good. You look amazing.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
I have to make the effort, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Of course. But yeah, you just finished your Badders?
Mm.
And how's that been?
Badders has been a very unique experience. Mm-hmm. That's the best word. I would say unique. Yeah. But it's been successful.
Of course.
Yeah, it's been successful. I haven't obviously given my subscriber numbers, and I won't, and I don't know why I won't, but it's because Lamar doesn't do it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, oh, is this a thing? So I haven't, but it's been a success, and we've made our 20k back and more. So
okay. Praise God, amen for that.
Praise God, amen.
Yeah, literally.
And thank you for everyone who subscribed and supported me, because
without
you guys, I wouldn't be able to do another season. So thank you, I appreciate you.
No, honestly, you actually have done so well for yourself. Like
thank you. You
had a lot of hate on it.
Yeah.
At the start of the beginning. I can't lie.
I still have hate.
Yeah, yeah. I can't lie. I was on there. I made a TikTok and interviewer. And that's how we got here.
Yeah.
But you had to give it some time.
Yeah.
And after we gave it time, I can't lie. You've done your thing.
Thank you.
For your first season.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, I feel like the UK, you know, needs more type of stuff like this.
Yeah.
And genuinely, you've done it. So congratulations to Dan.
Thank you.
Business. That's and hopefully, good. Season two can be better, innit?
Amen.
Absolutely. Amen.
So obviously everyone knows Lani. We just introduced her. I was gonna say, you know, what's your first introduction to like fame, and how was it in terms of social media and your type of relationship with social media? When was your first like, I guess, moment?
I made a moment.
My first moment was Backchat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Big up Backchat. Big up Andy and Zoe. That was my first one. Everyone, but the thing is that no offense to Backchat, but Backchat doesn't really blow people. Like, it makes you popular at the time when it's out.
Yeah.
But to become a household name of Backchat is kind of rare, I would say. There's only a few.
Like, unless if you have that, like,
isn't it? Like Lucas and them.
Yeah, but I'm talking about household where you're like, you don't have to go back to your job.
Oh, okay, yes. I don't
think. Yeah. So yeah. I knew going into Backchat, I think some people think this is me, I'm blown.
Mm.
But a lot of stuff with like social media and careers, a lot of stuff is stepping stones.
Mm-hmm.
So Backchat opens doors for you, and if you're smart enough,
you would take them.
Because people tend to confuse. They tend to confuse fame for like, oh, I have money now.
Yeah, of course, 100%.
Like,
it's very crazy. Like you see someone have a viral moment, and like maybe they've had a video blow up, and it's like millions of views.
Yeah.
You think that, oh, they have money now. Like, more time, it's not even like that.
Yeah, of course not.
The producers be eating. They be eating a lot, and the actual people that be putting in the work, they don't eat anything. Mm-hmm. So
how
it's like,
how did you actually find it though? Like, what, just being on, just being on social media in general. Like, obviously, social media comes with a lot of critics. So, like, how do you find it yourself?
Oh, it's a minor to me. I'm used to it. Come on, man.
Swear.
I get cussed all day, but it's helped because I figured out my lane. Once I got thick skin, I figured out my lane. You get it? And I kind of figured, oh, right, I trigger people. I'm really good at it.
No, you're very good at it.
I'm really good at it. Like, I trigger you so bad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So I kind of figured that, I have a gift for triggering people. Mm-hmm. So let me use this to my advantage. Hence why, like, if people will notice, I kind of use that strategy all the time. Like, even when I went on Channel 4 and I was on that predominantly white show, I went and triggered the white people. Like, the white people were telling me.
We love that one.
Like, they hated me. So, they were telling me, like, I'm the most ungrateful sport brat.
That is crazy.
They were telling me, like, I need to die. Like, they just hated me.
Yeah.
People think, obviously, I'm not as big as Nella, so I feel like a lot of people don't remember mine. Or maybe because it wasn't their hate.
Publicized that much, yeah.
But the minute that first episode dropped, I was number one trending on Twitter in the white scene, and they hated me.
Yeah. I was even gonna say, I was gonna ask a question. Do you have a Twitter account?
I used to have one. I don't really have one.
I was looking for it, and I was like,
No, I don't really use Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why, is it just because of the constant hate that they produce?
No, or? I feel like Twitter is bad vibes, to be honest.
It is.
But I know it's a really good app for going viral.
Not yeah.
for
us, yeah.
But,
yeah. You can go viral for the wrong reason.
Yeah, wrong
reason. Yeah.
That's the issue.
I've definitely have gone viral for the wrong reasons on Twitter. Mm. Like, I had my nudes leak, so I know that Twitter.
Really?
Ages ago. But you can't find them. So yeah. Big up the people that removed them. But
that's crazy.
That's crazy. How did that even happen?
Some waste man leaked them. Mark Cuban.
What?
Wait. Hey. Wait. Hey. You mean Dallas and Mavericks Mark Cuban?
Yeah, he's gross though.
Oh.
I really regret that.
It's money. Like,
it's a big L. What do you mean money?
Well, Mark Cuban.
No, I think you're missing. You're getting the wrong Mark Cuban.
Yeah, he must because money and Mark Cuban.
This guy's thinking about the billionaire.
Oh, he's the backchat one.
Yeah, he got money and Mark Cuban.
Oh, that nigga, bro.
He was talking about basketball.
I was talking about the Dallas Mavericks Mark Cuban.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Money and my Mark Cuban are not in the same
Yeah, I can say. I was talking about Dallas Mavericks. I was like, oh, hey. But why the fuck did you do that?
And also, here's some exclusive tea about Mark.
Oh, okay. Let's get ready for the TikTok.
He's got a small dick.
Oh, wow. Wait,
quick question. I'm just going to play devil's advocate, yeah. Mm. You see when girls say like...
I texted him once though, so mine's real.
Okay.
I texted him one time. Okay. I didn't keep going back for that small dick.
Makes sense.
That's crazy.
Makes sense.
For someone who's so abusive and such a mean person, he should really, really value the women who are good to him because he has nothing to offer in this life.
Of Damn.
He has no money, small dick. Like, Damn. Honestly, just wow. a waste,
hey, shots fired, man.
Yo, this train is crazy.
It's like, nowhere else.
He has girth. I won't lie. So he has girth. But it's short like
why,
this.
Why for that?
Yeah. When I saw it, I was really shocked because he's big, isn't he?
Hey, pause.
No, I was really big. Don't believe
me. Hey, you ain't getting this nowhere else, man. I can't lie. You ain't getting this nowhere else.
In this life, just all I want you guys to know is basically just because someone is big doesn't mean they're packing. Honestly, you're quite
small. I'm dead.
But you guys will be surprised. He's quite small. He might have a one.
I'm so dead.
He might have a one. Don't judge people how they look. He might. It's not about the size because he's like 6'4". He's really muscular, but his dick is like this short and it's tiny.
It's criminal, man. It's criminal.
So next time you leak my nudes, why don't you think about showing people how small your dick is?
I'm telling you.
Damn. Hey, ECP.
You'll never
only.
Do it.
I won't even lie to you. I'll never laugh this much.
Yeah,
anymore,
bro. I can't lie. Bro, you might have to be a member on the show, man.
Crazy. This is so crazy, man.
Isn't it? We're not even up to 10 minutes here.
I
spared him for many years, but then I thought, why did I spare him? He leaked my nudes, so.
Hey, calling him, bro. That's weird. Yeah, that's
moist. But if he wants to prove it, I beg you, leak your dick. Leak your dick. Wow, and prove that your dick is not
honestly,
small.
Honestly, like, I understand
it. You know it's small.
I understand it because there's some people that they wrong you and they think that they can get away with it just because, like, I don't know, they feel like they have some sort of like upper hand on like paving the way for your career or something like that. But really and truly, like, no one's above disrespect. Like, if you disrespect me, like, you deserve to get corned as well. So that's perfectly understandable.
Off that topic, anyways, I was gonna say, like, as a woman in the, you know, social media industry, how are a lot of your interactions with men in social media? Because, like, you hear stories about men being quite, you know, weird or like, I guess, creepy behind the scenes. Mm. You had those type of experiences. Obviously,
I don't have those stories because I keep myself to myself.
Mm.
So I'm not really, like, I'm not really in the industry like that. I just do my thing on my
own.
The thing is, do
the
a lot.
The people I'm close to are actually people that matter. No offense.
Mm.
I'm close to the producers.
Yeah.
I don't get close, like... Me, if I'm going to lick someone's ass, it's not going to be cast members.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
So let's just say I do a show, any show I've done, mm-hmm. even the Channel 4 show.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about me. Everyone is licking each, the cast members' asses. Me, no, I'm talking to... I'm there talking to the big boys. Like, me, I'm very good at that.
No, of course.
I get to see, people don't know this, I get to see scenes sometimes before other people because I get close to producers.
Yeah.
So I'm not in the industry like that because, like, I don't talk to, like...
These big stars, the spotlight the people who make.
But do you think like, just with your interactions with men, do you think a lot of men sexualize you just because of like?
I don't talk to people, so I wouldn't know. Honestly,
really,
I genuinely keep myself to myself. The only bad experience I've had, but I'm not gonna say his name. The only bad experience I've had is like before Bad Boy of Information. Oh fuck it, it's Beats Freaks. Do you know him?
Yeah.
Before Bad Boy Piece of Information, I think I wanted him to help me with music.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I approached him.
Yeah.
But I feel like he wasn't gonna really help me unless I dated him, if I'm real. So yeah, which is,
you know, it's crazy because a lot of women be having those type of scenarios and like,
and it's unfortunate for them to get to the next level. They have to,
it's so crazy.
It's bad. I feel like guys guys like that should be exposed because it's.
But crazy. He also said stuff to me like, "Oh, don't use my tag in your music."
That's weird for them, man.
Even if I help you, and I was thinking, "Oh, what? Because you're ashamed."
Mm. That's very insane.
That is crazy, I can't lie.
And you know they're the type of guys to like body with you in private, but then in public, like, they won't want to like, they won't do that come to like,
so
be with you.
Who are like your closest, if let's say industry friends that you have? Who are
I don't have many. I have friends with like producer people and people who like, that's hence why I'm now a producer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm more friends with people behind the scenes. I don't have a lot of industry friends.
Yeah.
I'm cool with a lot of people though, and I have a respect for a lot of people.
Mm.
Like, even some of my cast members, like Emil Morgan, I would say he's in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, I rate him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, we're very cool. I'm like Valentina, she's in the industry. Like, I'm cool with people, but I'm not like super close. I think also with that kind of stuff where you get close to people, it takes time to build a genuine
connection.
A genuine connection and friendship. It takes time, and obviously, hopefully, it will get there with those people that I respect. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you always wanted to be a social media influencer?
No.
Would you have a
No,
man
I used to want to be a wife.
What do you mean, wife?
Just a wife.
I just
like
wanted to be a wife. Just a mum and have kids.
What changed that?
My experience with men changed that. So, if you first met me a couple of years ago, I just wanted to be married and have a family. Mm. And be a nice girl. And then I realised this world is not, it's not that nice to...
Mm.
No, it's not even just that they're pigs, like, I'll be real with you. No. Yeah. Obviously, I dated a rapper.
Mm.
And he used to make me feel like, sometimes he would be sitting next to me and he would be on his phone just preying, like in bed. And then he would be like preying all these Instagram girls.
Mm. Yeah.
And also he would make comments. And I used to always feel like, especially when he treated me badly. I used to think, does he treat me badly because I'm not, I don't have followers or I'm not like a baddie or.
Yeah.
And he used to always say like, oh no, I don't, like, I want a wife like a quiet girl. But that's a cap though, because all the quiet girls he talks to, he treats like shit.
Yeah.
But if he got a chance to be with like some bad bitch from the States, with who's got her own business, like Jada Wader.
Yeah.
If he got to bag Jada Wader, but if he did, he wouldn't treat her like that. And I kind of clocked that early. And it's not because, I'm not saying because I want to date a rapper, but my point is I started to realise that your currency as a woman isn't just how you look. Even though I've said many times online, like, a woman doesn't have to work. She doesn't have to work. However, in order to increase your value as a woman, you also have to have stuff going for you.
100%.
There are some men that don't care. Don't get me wrong. You know,
no, of course.
But even then, majority of those men are the type, like, on a... 9 times out of 10, they're the type of men to want to control the woman's life.
Yeah, it comes in negative. It comes in a lot of negativity because, like, the woman, all she has to offer is looks.
Mm.
So yeah, I learned as I was growing older. Oh my god, like, I won't. If I go for a certain type of man who's successful, but I don't have anything behind me, gaining that respect in a relationship will be very difficult.
Definitely.
Because they'll always be up here and I'll always be down here, because what do you have to offer? Some tits and some ass. Like, loads of girls have tits and ass and have a pretty face. So I learned the hard way and I kind of thought, okay, cool, like, I need to become a bit more career-minded because I don't want to be treated like how I was treated in that relationship.
Of course.
Yeah. I was just going to say, off what you said, I just want to misconstrue what you said, but there's a part there I wanted to ask. Do you then also feel like, because of the relationship that you had in the past, or whatever experiences, that even though you said, you know, women have to have that other side, do you feel like in terms of the way you look, in terms of your body, in terms of, like, you see a lot of girls in the industry get like plastic surgery now. Do you ever feel that type of pressure within you to do that as well?
Yeah, but I feel like the difference is with the plastic surgery thing is I'm full plastic surgery even if I wasn't bait. Mm-hmm. I would have my tits done and teeth. I would do all that stuff without being bait, but I would just be a wife.
Yeah.
I'm just... So that stuff... The industry or... People online didn't influence me. I like looking like a Barbie naturally. Yeah. But I wanted to look like a Barbie at home. And then I just kind of realized that in order to get ratings in this life,
you have to
like a Rihanna. Look, okay, I'm just going to give her as an example because she's very powerful. Mm. Rihanna is like a billionaire.
Yeah.
Rihanna's like got a business. Like, let's be real, like ASAP Rocky is not disrespecting her.
Definitely.
And I got to a point where I realized, like, I don't want to be disrespected.
Mm.
So I have to get my own. I don't want someone to date me and think I'm a rubbish girl because I don't bring nothing to the table.
Bro, this is the real Lani bit that ate on socials, man.
Because no one, and I'll be real with you, no man can have chat for me. No,
of course not, of course not.
Because I'm doing my thing, yeah, get you me? Are. And at the end of the day, like, even if like, cool, I'm still building, don't get me wrong, but I'm not a broke bitch.
No, of course
I've got
not.
A mortgage, I drive. And
amen,
my,
amen, amen.
I've got Airbnb.
Hey, and, let them know, man. Let them know, let them know.
Talk your shit.
Bannis is doing well. We've got, that's all self-funded. We've got money in the bank. So if I was to go on a date, like, or with a man who's like a high quality man who's got things going on for him,
yeah.
He can't have chat for me.
Yeah, of course
because
not.
I also bring shit to the table. So you can't have chat for me. I'm not a rubbish girl. Don't talk to me like that. And that's what I didn't have before.
Yeah.
And I knew it. And it wasn't a good feeling.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because you know it. Like,
yeah, you know it deep down.
Deep down, you know, like, fuck, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the only reason, like, if like, especially if you're dating a guy who's doing well and, like, he takes you to a really nice restaurant, deep inside you know, like, I couldn't be in this restaurant without you. Mm. It's not a nice feeling.
Yeah.
It's not a nice feeling.
Because that's when guys can just put, like, that leverage over you. And
have yeah. I know they got the upper hand now, innit?
Yeah.
Quick question, though. When you were dating that rapper, did you feel like you had to compete with other women, per se?
Yes.
Really?
Like, constantly?
Yes. All the time.
Why, though?
Because that's how he made me feel. One time we had a conversation about... I think we had a conversation about getting married. We just, like... It's just chit-chat. We were talking about getting married, and then he said to me, I'm not going to lie, though, if I got married to you, loads of girls would be wondering, like, why not me? Why not me? And I thought, what?
That's so crazy. That's crazy.
He proper made me feel like an option.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he used to make me proper feel like an option, man. And like he used to play like mind games and stuff. Like one time we went to TGI's in Enfield and there was two girls in the corner. Like just two girls walked in and he was like, oh, they look like they can suck dick good.
That is crazy, whoa. Shit.
Yeah, he was good at what he did though because it worked on me because I was foolish.
Yeah.
I was young, so everything he did worked on me very, very well. Yeah. Like, it made me insecure, which was what it was meant to do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like that now. I kind of now...
Understand
you
that.
You can navigate.
Like, you're just being toxic. Yeah. Like, you're just trying to get to me. Like,
yeah.
Do you get it? But back then, like, I was the perfect person to play with.
So do you think there's a certain level of, like... Obviously, that was years when that happened, whatever. Do you feel like within yourself, you've fully moved on past that and, like, with this person, you're cool? Or do you... Like, you know, being real, harbour some sort of resentment in you for the way he made you feel back then.
The thing is, I have moved on in the sense that I'm happy in my life I can have a happy relationship. But I can't remove the fact that that relationship shaped me. You have to understand that before then I was a different person.
Mm-hmm. And it was like a pivotal moment
in
your life.
Yeah, it was
life,
very
like,
pivotal.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand that. Before that, I was a different person. I was very sweet, innocent. And then I went through that and... It was like a crossroad. It was a very traumatic experience for me. And after that, I became a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that is why it's paramount to my story.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I don't think about the guy.
Yeah, of course not.
On a day-to-day, it doesn't really matter.
Would you ever date a rapper ever again?
I would date a rapper, yeah.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. But just this time, you can't have chat for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm not
you
a waste
your money.
Yeah, you got your money.
Yeah, like you can't have... That's the only difference. And you can't. I can't be controlled.
That's good.
That's crazy.
Wait, so the first time you came into like the social media spotlight,
yeah.
And like, obviously, you've had your viral moments. Have you ever had a situation where any of your parents saw your videos and responded?
Are you joking? My mom, my parents don't even know about Badders.
Really?
Lie. I said to God, my parents don't even know.
Lie.
Why are you Nigerian?
Nah.
No, I'm Zambian.
Oh, okay.
I actually thought you were Nigerian.
But why is it that a lot of African people don't like to tell their parents about
they don't even know my parents. But if I was married, then my parents wouldn't even know something at this rate.
Mm. But you hear it though. It'll be hard to tell your parents that.
Because you know, my parents don't even know about the podcast.
Can you tell them about Badders?
Literally, that's how do you have to explain that?
It's a business.
I mean, but it makes money though.
No,
you're making bread.
When I'm able to buy my mom a car, I will tell her. Or give her the car first.
Yeah, and be like, oh, this came from this.
Yeah.
Your parents are your parents like very religious?
No, my parents are not religious, but they are they're conservative.
Yeah.
Is that how you say the word?
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
conservative, so they're quite like
they have like this morality sense of what's right
like
and wrong.
Me
yeah.
and my tits are like they're not like this.
Okay.
Really?
But my dad is less a bit more understanding than my mom.
Yeah,
sorry. And he like one time, like, my uncles, they tried to have a intervention for me.
Oh, yeah. Safe. You know, other family members.
Yeah. And, you know it's them family members that been doing a lot of crazy stuff. They're the ones who do wrong,
but they're telling me how to be right. Like, bake off, man.
Yeah, they tried to have a family intervention. And they thought that... I'm very animate. Okay, in real life, sometimes I'm more mellow.
Yeah.
But, like, I know how to put on a show. Yeah, so yeah, of course. I can be a bit more animated when the camera's on. So, my uncle, he's... But to be fair, let's be real. Like, my uncle's not going to know the real me anyway. Because when I'm around him, I'm a good girl.
Yeah, of course.
But in real life, I'm a bad girl. So, you don't know the real me. You don't know the real me. So, when he saw the real me, he was like, ah... Is she on drugs? He was calling my mom like, she's on drugs.
Is she on drugs? It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, I was like, no, I'm just lit. Like, he came knocking on my door to talk to me. I just left him outside.
Really?
Wow. Is that not hard?
Yeah, because I don't have chat for that. Like, I don't have time for that. You can't have chat for me.
Cut deeper, like on social media, even like the way the Shade Bar, they rinse. Whenever you do anything,
anytime it's you, it's always something bad.
Do you not find it like hard where. Obviously, as a person, as we can see, like, she's lovely.
Lovely girl,
lovely on camera. Like, literally, there's so many different sides to a person, but Shade Bar will paint you in one light. Does that not frustrate you? Like, people don't know...
The real you.
Not the real you, but do you know what I mean? Like, the personality of you.
Or just, like, a transparent view.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's just the game, innit? Like, I'm already in this... I'm already in this hole or whatever you call it. The people that want to know me. Like, my support, my actual supporters know who I am.
Mm. And you do have a lot of support.
My supporters know who I am. So you have to understand that I do have people that watch my personal YouTube channel. They've got to know me. So they know me. So the people that want to know. Some people don't want to know. And that's calm. I don't really give a F because the more you chat about me, the more you make me go viral. The more you make me relevant, the more money you put in my pockets. I don't really give a fuck.
That is so real. Crazy.
A lot of people have opinions that I've even had people like, say to people in the industry, like, she's making a big mistake.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to regret this when she's older. I am older. What are you talking about? I'm in my 30s now. If I was going to regret being a bad gyal,
I don't even think you're a bad girl, though.
But in their opinion,
I think you're a real nigga. Like,
if I was going to be a church girl by now, looking for a husband to marry me, and like, I would have done this by now. This is who I am. Like, you lot just have to get over it.
Mm. You still want to have that? Kids and get married. And
yeah, I still want to have kids and get married, but I am just more... I don't know how to say it.
You're in your own
time. I'm not fake. This is the best way I can put it.
Of course.
There's a lot of people that will wife and marry a quiet church girl who acts correct. Maybe not a church girl,
but a traditional
a more traditional baby. Yeah. But then at the end of the day, she's sucking the pastor's dick or the pastor's son's dick. Like, the difference with me is I think I'm less...
Priest!
I'm more real. What you see is what you get.
You're
like,
transparent.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a lot of UK babes are fake.
Yeah.
They act a certain way. They act 100%.
100%. 100%.
You lot are the biggest slags. Like, just calm the fuck
down. No, that's real though.
Again, you ain't gonna get this nowhere,
don't
man.
Get me wrong. Like, obviously, Baddies UK is a big thing. And when it came out, my initial thoughts was like, oh, this is going to turn out to be some sort of like an American type show, like with the way, like, obviously the whole Baddies East and all that kind of. But I was thinking, because I was a bit like,
skeptical about it.
Is this going to fade in well in the UK? Because you know, UK, like, they say this, but they do this behind closed doors.
My life.
So it's like, and it's like, really and truly, you act like American girls behind closed doors, but here, you're coming to form this
whole thing. Everyone is fake. Let's just talk about a recent person that went viral for being fake. Mm. Let's talk about Diddy. Everyone has respected this man. Everybody has thought this man is a pinnacle businessman. But really, he'd be bending people over. He'd be taking dick in his ass.
I'm telling you.
He'd be having free calls. He'd be abusing women. The point I'm trying to make is everyone wants to do, this is my perception.
Yeah.
This is the perception of me. What is done in the dark will come to the light.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
So, but you can never have chat for me because at least I'm me.
Hey, Lonnie Good is the realest. I swear, man.
No, you know, there's no skeletons.
There's
no skeletons. You know, understand? If you guys, if another nude leaks and you guys saw my tits, you guys see my tits all the time. At least I'm authentic.
Yeah.
Do you get where I'm coming
100%.
From?
100%.
I'm authentic. Like, I'd rather be like that than being a good babe. And then she gets embarrassed when she's exposed for sucking the pastor's dick.
Yeah.
That is one thing about the UK.
You will never expose me because I'm real.
I can't lie,
my respect for you has gone 10 times more.
Guys, if you can't tell, like, honestly, this is the most genuine
person I've ever met. I swear,
before she came on, she was so nice.
Literally, I swear, you've been nice since I met you. I can't lie. When I was messaging you on DM, like, Jenny was like, I was thinking, she's gonna blow me over. She got a blue tip.
Yeah, because you were dissing me.
Yeah,
he was dissing me on TikTok.
look.
No, you need to call
he
him.
He was dissing me on TikTok. He was violating me, saying that I finessed him. Ooh. Can you imagine me?
Is that finessed him on 5 months?
But the thing is, I kind of knew that he was doing it for engagement.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm in the scene, like, but still, yeah. I was thinking, that's the only thing that bothered me, though, because yeah. I'm not a finesser.
Yeah, of course not.
So that's the only thing that bothered me, but no, everything else...
When we spoke off camera, you told me the reason why you had to do the subscription, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But, yes.
You know, it's even crazy. Like a lot of guys be watching.
Your I shit. Know
a your lot shit. Of guys.
The, you know, it's men who are number one who do the you know the reviews.
Mm. Yeah.
It's men. What?
Really?
Yes. And I don't know how they're gonna react because I'm doing a gay.
Arrasis, is that you?
Oh yeah, so I was gonna talk about that.
I'm doing a guy version.
I was gonna ask: is it just gay men or is it like straight and gay?
No, it can be straight men, but it's not my fault that the people that apply are gay.
Yeah. Is it a lot? Is the cast a lot of gay?
No, I saw the.
It's a lot
of gay,
but it can be. I haven't got.
I would hop them, but I'm like.
Huh?
No, I haven't got a problem with.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Now talk.
No, so I would like it to be more like it's for everyone. Like,
but you would have preferred masculine men.
I would prefer everyone. Okay. I want my platform to be exclusive.
Mm.
So inclusive. So I want it to be everyone, but obviously the majority of people that have applied have
been from the LGBT community.
I've been from the LGBT community. But obviously big up the LGBT community, don't
of
get
course,
me wrong.
Of course.
But I would have liked it to be like...
Is Emil going to be on the next one?
Yeah. Emil probably will host it. I don't think he doesn't want to be a cast member. But you know what, Emil, man? He can't stay hosting.
Yeah. He was putting his 2 pence in.
I 100% believe that Emil is going to have his little moment.
Yeah.
But I even think I am.
Really?
Yeah, but yes.
What's he going to be? You're doing another season 2 of The Women's.
Yeah, and I there's always this... I know everyone in my team feels it. There's always this feeling of... Lani's coming. The moment someone's gonna slap me.
I can't, like, you gotta be ready, man.
Yeah, I'm calm, I'm ready.
Because you know with Natalie Lunn, it was happening to her, so you gotta be ready, man. But I can't, like, you almost hit Rainbow.
I almost hit Rainbow because she touched my TV, but I didn't want to have a fight in season 1.
Of course not.
And I'm
not.
Obviously I don't know how season 2 is gonna be, but you have to understand it's very difficult for me because how do I say this? A lot of people, even though they keep being like, oh, you're the UK Natalie Nunn.
Yeah.
I am, but I'm not really. Let me tell you why I'm not at all, like, to be honest.
Mm.
Natalie is the face of baddies in America.
Mm.
Yeah? But she's not production.
Mm-mm.
She has nothing to do with it, bro. Mm. She doesn't even own the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's owned by Zeus, right? Like,
it's Lamal's show. I'm not dissing her. I'm just saying she has the privilege of being the face and hosting it and fighting with the girls and arguing. Someone else, so if she has beef with a girl today, someone else 2 hours later can go tell her cast members, yo, you don't need to be ready tomorrow morning. This is the itinerary, la, la, la. I do that.
Mm.
So let's just say I had a fight now. An hour later, I have to tell the bitch I fought with, go to bed.
Yeah.
Because I am production.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So obviously this is what the budget's about.
Mm-hmm.
I need a team because if people want to see me be a cast member, I then need another
team to be able to do
stuff.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense for
me. For you to be the producer and the member.
Because it's very hard. Because if people hate me and look,
they won't
I'm
listen.
A cast member.
Yeah, they won't listen.
Then how are they gonna listen when I'm like, guys, it's time for bed?
Yeah.
They'll be like, fuck you, bitch,
you just smacked me in the face. Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean I'm going to bed? So it's
on site.
So
I'm gonna sleep or you're gonna sleep.
Yeah, in season 1 I had to be very, very nice.
No, of course.
So that people would listen to me and it would run like a smooth train. I would love to be a cast member, but like I said, I need a bigger team so that people deal with the production side and I'm fully a cast member.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's still my thing though.
Yeah.
It would even be good. It would even be good to make sure that you take into consideration to make sure that you're not just letting anyone into your production team.
Of course
You know, some people might not share the same views as you, and when you start to let them like take control of like things and they don't do it how you want it to be,
hard is it to do all the production and stuff by yourself, really? In terms of like managing the whole business as like...
Because these girls are very hard to control.
Baddies was hard.
You can tell.
Yeah, it was really hard. But the worst part was the cast though.
Yeah.
Because with me, I'm very transparent. So... Mm-hmm. Because it's the best way to film with no issues.
Yeah.
So for instance, the villas that we contact, we're truthful.
Yeah.
We tell them we're filming. It's gonna be loud.
Yeah.
It's gonna be an issue for neighbors. Yeah. We tell them all before because we don't want issues.
Yeah.
There.
After,
we don't want to be kicked out. Also with the camera crew,
mm-hmm.
I don't just book a camera guy and say no. This is the type of show. Are you comfortable with this? You need to be protective of your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We tell everybody we're completely transparent. So I thought there was not gonna be any issues.
Yeah.
But obviously, that wasn't the case.
Yeah, of course not.
Because the cast members...
Yeah.
No, I'm even lying. It wasn't the cast members, it was just Renee. Renee was the absolute cunt.
Yeah. Let's speak on this. This part of the YouTube will just be captioned Renee.
I just want to say, Mr. Fabulous, don't come for me.
Yeah, I can't lie. No. If you want to hop on the pod and say your own 2 pence, do it. Because I can't lie. I watched her live while I was at work. I can't even lie. I was just like,
why not?
Fabulous. Mm. And she was beefing Hope, which came on to do like the therapy session.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I actually respect that. I like that. That was a completely different thing to normally what they do on baddies. And then... she was coming for Hope for no reason, and she was adding your name for no reason. Like, what is the issue with you personally and Renee?
I don't know. I don't know what Renee's issue with me is. I was paying the girl. Imagine somebody paying you to do a job.
Mm.
And the thing is with her is, before I spoke, before she came, we had a conversation and I tried to safeguard her. So I basically said to her, are you comfortable? Because she couldn't make it on the day.
Yeah.
Like, fly out with the girls.
Yeah.
It's better to fly out with the girls because build
that kind of... Yeah,
but yeah. She was coming in like 2 days later. So I kind of said to her, like, how are you comfortable? Like, I don't want you to feel worried that when you walk in the house,
you girls feel are just alienated.
Gonna,
yeah,
girls are just gonna get onto you. She said, she was basically in DM saying, "Now what? I'm good. I'm not worried about no bitch." Like, she was giving that talk.
She was on go.
So I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then she was like, "I just don't want to sleep that night. When I go home to sleep, so when I lay my head at night, I want to be calm. I don't want to think anyone's gonna come at night and smack me."
Yeah.
So I understood that because of her how much like clout she's got.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's perfectly fine. She said she wanted to book her own place, but because obviously, you know, things are expensive, I offered her to stay with my cameraman. And the thing is, I gave up my bedroom for this bitch.
Oh, yes.
We slept on the floor.
Really?
Yeah, for Renee.
Damn.
I gave up my bedroom. Damn. Me, my sister, and my best friend, Chrissy.
Yeah.
We slept on the floor for Renee so she could have a room. But she told me she was going to book something, but she hadn't. Mm. On the day, she hadn't. So we just said, fuck it. Let's get out of the room. Let's give this. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, Renee's got clout. Actually, at the time, I respected her. You know, she's a queen in her own right. Like, on terms of social media.
Yeah.
Get me? Let her have her own room. I treat that girl like a princess. Mm. She threw it in my face because she's a fucking jealous bitch.
Ooh, damn. Wowza.
She is. I treat her good. No. What did I do
the wrong? The thing is, sure. Again, people who watch Spanish, you won't know this type of stuff. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's so disrespectful. Because you laid your bed for her.
Yeah.
Like,
I did nothing. I gave her the deposit of 5 bills and then she was going to get the 150 after. I even said to her, you get all your money after confessionals. I didn't say after filming Baddies, which she didn't do anyway. She didn't come into the villa. I said after confessionals. Even when she refused to come into the house because she didn't want to see Val, I still was going to pay
her. I wish she met Val, man, because I can't...
No, she did. She didn't fight. But I was going to pay her after she did confessionals. But I couldn't let her do confessionals at that point because she trashed the villa. She, like...
messed it up. Yeah.
She didn't just mess it up. She, like, broke the TV.
Yeah, she's weird for that, man. She's weird. Like, how can, like...
For no reason.
I asked you, we have a mutual understanding. Okay, you're coming on the show for this. I'm going to pay you. And then you don't even do what I'm asking you to do.
She said she was upset because I didn't give her... Because I fed her sausages.
Bro, I give up my bed and you're complaining.
And there was cold water. You said you were going to book it on Villa. So I don't understand. Yeah. And also, the cold water situation, she never... if she had just called us, we could have asked the man who owns the villa to go and check stuff.
Yeah.
But even if there was cold water and you didn't like your sausages, did you have to trash the man's villa?
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird, like, for
no sausages, so she actually just trashed the villa.
Mm. Yeah, she's weird for that. I can't lie, that's weird.
I was going to quickly just jump back to what we're talking about, obviously, your show and stuff. So you see, like, obviously, like I was saying, Shadeborough, they like to post you a lot.
Yeah.
And obviously, when you started your show, you got a lot of press for it.
Mm.
How do you feel about the type of criticism that your show gets? Because obviously, let's say the Shadeborough, they'll post your show and people in the comments will say the usual, oh, this is bad for the black community. But again, like you said, these are the same people that go and watch American Baddies.
Yeah.
They watch the same show. So how do you feel about that type of criticism?
I don't know. I just think that they're miserable losers in the comments section.
Oh, no, you can use that word. You can use that word.
No, we can't.
They're
losers. Far
YouTube, fam. They're miserable losers in the comment section. At the end of the day, how can I argue with a commenter? That's your life. You sit in the comment section and you look up to people you could never be like. You are a loser. I don't have... Like, it's just full of losers. Of course. The majority of people in the Straight Bar comment section... are low-key jealous of the people that they post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they just do negativity. You can't have chat for me, because if you had your chance to have your own buddies, you would do it.
You would
of
do
course.
It.
You would do it in a heartbeat. You would do it in a heartbeat.
It's weird, because if there wasn't the drama, then these Shade Borough commenters wouldn't even have anything
yeah,
to comment
Yeah, why do you follow
on?
The Shade Borough? Literally. If you don't like shade and drama, you obviously...
Mm. You know that? Yeah. We all follow the Shade Borough. What are you talking about?
It's mad. This nigga, he used to be a keyboard.
No, I think he's a big keyboard warrior. Thing with me is I always like commenting on things where I feel like it just plays in my mind too much. Like, you know, when I don't have my friends to show this and be like, let me talk about it, I comment what
three,
I think.
3 minutes ago, this nigga's already put a paragraph.
Don't get me wrong. I don't comment on, like, I don't know. I don't comment on things that I feel like people do behind the scenes. I comment on things that are just like genuinely like far-fetched.
Yeah.
Because I mean, let's say I see like someone post something about someone and then I see a commenter say something very stupid.
Yeah.
I then go to that commenter and then like, type the a paragraph like, are you stupid? Like, that's what I do.
No, the comment section is obviously very entertaining. I see why people engage with it. Mm. But I'm just not bothered by people hating on me.
Mm.
You understand? Like, also, my audience told me they wanted the show, so I was doing it for my audience, respectfully.
No, respectfully. And you've done your thing,
If you don't want to watch the show, no one's forcing you to watch the show.
Do you ever regret being putting yourself in a social space?
I don't regret it at all. I think this is my destiny, and I think God has a plan for me, and I think I'm doing well with the resources I have, because I am a black sheep in the industry, and I'm also a bit of like an outcast.
Of course.
Because you're doing it without any help, you know?
Yeah.
I say because you're doing it without any help from the industry.
It's not... Yeah. Also, because of the stuff I've done, I have to... I can't blame anyone but myself. I could have come into this game being a good girl.
Mm.
But because of the stuff I've done, the people I've beefed, me exposing my ex... I have, like, some people wouldn't fuck with me.
Mm. Yeah, because of affiliations.
Yeah, because they've got affiliations with certain people. So it's been harder for me to climb the hill.
Yeah.
But God has still blessed me, because how did I get on Channel 4 if it was hard for me to climb the hill?
Yeah, that's a big step, you know.
Do you get what I mean? Like, and even the other day, like, the type of companies... Because you'd be surprised, Baddies has really opened doors for me.
Of course.
And that Channel 4 show. Even though, like, I thought no one's watching the show, like, I've had, like... Like, every time I talk to a white executive, when I talk to a black executive, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I know you because of, you know.
Yeah,
they'll either say Back Chat or Dion or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Shade Borough.
Yeah.
But when I talk to white people, they know me because of my Channel 4 show, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you... And I was like, you watch that? I swear you watch that. Because in my head, I'm like, no one watched that,
yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but it's like, no, white people watch that.
They watch that shit.
They watch TV.
White black people don't watch TV.
Yes.
White people watch TV.
Because
yes.
We've said this before. White people are the ones that actually pay your
Of course.
It's the same reason why people keep winning Love Island every time.
No, literally.
They watch TV.
Would you ever go on Love Island?
Yeah.
I'm too old for it. But I would do any show.
How old are you?
Sure, yeah, the max age, I think, has been 29.
Personally, not in a rude way. Can I just ask, how old are you?
In my 30s, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah. Okay. I would not accept
Yeah, but I can't go on the show. If I could lie about it, I would, but you have to give your passport because you can go on.
Yeah.
Because they tried to get me to do Too Hard to Handle. And
really?
Yeah, and I was like,
oh, where the American.
Yes,
it's
a mix.
It's a mix.
Yeah.
So I was going to do it, but then the thing is, like, they check your passport. You have to be, and it was 27. That one was 27.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like,
that's annoying.
I'm fucked. But I think they should make an exception for me, because I would literally...
There really should be exceptions.
You bring a whole different audience for them.
Forget even the love show. Like, to be honest with you, don't get me wrong, you know, Big Up is easy for being on Big Brother, but...
Yeah.
I really, that's actually a goal of mine. I would love to be in Big Brother. I think
being on Big Brother will be sensational.
I would shut it down. And I think people think they know what they'll get out of me. You have no idea, because I have a game plan.
Hey, get her on, man.
Wait for Lani Good,
Listen, I'm leaving. I'd be leaving Louis Walsh. Me and you'd see me after. You'd see me and Louis at his yard. Like me, I told you, I make friends with the right people.
You do. Hey, again, Lani Good, live in the flesh.
Wait, I was also going to touch about, what's your relationship with ZZ Mills?
I don't have a relationship with ZZ Mills. I feel like me and ZZ's relationship is a bit like sour for no reason, because the things that we don't have real beef.
So where do you think the beef stemmed from?
Yeah.
I just don't think she likes me, because she used to work with Andy. The ZZ Mills show is Andy's show. Andy. I don't know if you know who Andy is. Andy owns Trend Central. Trend Central has Chit Chat Central.
Yeah, that's the therapy session one, isn't it?
Yeah, the one. And then he has, what's the other one that everyone knows? Blue Therapy.
And then he has, is that the only show he has?
ZZ Mills show.
Okay.
But Big Up Andy, he's a big man in this thing, yeah? And then he, obviously the new Blue Therapy was on Channel 4, Big Up Andy for that.
Yeah, sponsor us, man.
Get us on TV.
Hey, bro, if you've got Lani here, we can do big things, man.
No, no, no. He's a very good person to know, and he's actually taught me a lot of what I know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here without him, honestly. Oh,
okay, big up Andy, big up Andy, big up Andy.
That's good.
So, yeah, because he worked with her, he was doing that, and we were doing, I used to do back chat confessionals.
Yeah.
At the same spot. So we used to like run just into each other a lot. And I feel like that's where she decided that I was a bit, not her vibe. But our beef is not that, genuinely, our beef is not that deep.
Do you think it's a jealousy thing?
I don't think she's jealous of me because she's doing well.
She's doing well. I won't put you on the same platform, but you both have done very well. Yeah, the different pathways.
I think she's doing really, really well. And, you know, big up her for that. But I think she just doesn't understand. I'm very different to her. So I think she judges a lot. And I wish she would be less judgy because I get that's her job. It is to a degree.
Yeah.
Her job is to comment on me. But at the end of the day, babe, I'm different to you.
Yeah.
Like, just accept it.
Mm.
And just move on. Like,
yeah, because I don't feel like you have personal hate for her at all.
Like, no, I love an argument. So if you're going to come for me, we're going to come for you. But me and Zizi's beef is just really not
that deep.
It is hard for Zizi though, because obviously her job is literally
her job is technically to hate.
I do feel, I'll be real, I do agree with that. But I hear that every time she talks about me, I feel like she's never on my side.
Yeah.
Even with the watch thing, which I thought, like, as a woman, like, what the fuck? She's never on my side. So it was like, do you have a problem with me or...
I mean, with the watch thing, is also like, how could anyone not be on your side in a realistic sense?
A lot of people are not on my side with that because he's popular. People are not on... People are... Listen, babes, this is how the industry works. Because I know, because I like watch a lot of gossip. The popular person is always going to get the majority...
What is the watch thing?
The popular person is always going to... The only reason people fuck with me now is because, no offence, but his views have gone down. But it's just the truth. He deleted a music video. I don't like him, so I pre.
Yeah.
He deleted one of his music videos.
You deleted
one of your music videos because the views flopped. So
save.
Yeah. After a couple of days, it was on 100 views, and you deleted it. And you thought, no one noticed. I saw it.
See, I'm not involved.
Hey, Tion, you're gonna come on the pod. Like, what does as I said in the intro, entertainment purposes only?
Let me just say,
no, but he deleted it though.
I'm a civilian,
and me. Just a non-consent, I screenshotted the video. The video was there, but you deleted it because it flopped.
I'm too best for this.
Yeah, man. Hey,
I'm too best for this.
Wait, I'm a civilian.
So anyway, no, but that's...
Hey, Tion, I love Jesus. I don't want to die, please.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is, back then, that was his peak.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe God would give him another peak. I don't know, innit? Yeah. But at that time that he was doing...
God will give
him
another
peak. Maybe, that's not up to me. I'm not God. Maybe God will. But at the time, that was his peak. So everybody sides with him. Everyone sides with the big artist. So, for instance, if you look at people like... who do I want to say? When people came for... Who do people come for? That's huge.
When people
initially came for R. Kelly back in the day, not now.
Oh, yeah.
Gone down. But initially, there was evidence. He was literally married to Aaliyah, But people, what happens is people love an artist. They'll just say, you're capping your life.
Yeah.
So I think it was that. I think it was a popularity thing. The guy's loved. Yeah. The guy gives people good music. So
How can he do such a thing?
But it doesn't matter if he did it. Who was I? It's just shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch. We don't care about you.
I always say the UK is literally like a big high school. It's all popularity.
It's a popularity contest.
Especially
I genuinely like the way you handled that situation.
No, you did. You capitalized on that.
I was serious. Even regardless of the capitalizing, there is no way someone can swindle me for that much amount of money. I'll keep quiet.
I genuinely want to ask that. How? Just how?
A story time on it. It's just that you boys don't watch it. People always ask me how. The story time is still there.
You're on the YouTube channel?
Yes. I'll just give you a really quick summary.
Yeah.
But my audience has heard this story time a thousand million times.
Mm.
So he calls me. So I used to sometimes... Tion at the time hadn't blown, right? So he was on the come up.
Yeah.
Right. So he asked me... he used to ask me to pay his bills.
Yeah.
Not all of them, like little things, like his phone bill, like £60, blah, blah, blah. And then he would be like, I'll give you the cash. He's not like a card person, obviously, because he was a naughty boy.
Yeah.
He'd read between the lines.
Makes sense.
So I used to pay some stuff for him with my card, and then he would give me cash.
Because
I thought I was being his ride or die babe. Mm-hmm. I was literally a wet blanket for the boy.
Yeah.
And then one day he...
No, you're cool.
Because I have been drinking fizzy drinks, guys. One day he must have just called me on a random and said, I don't have a card yet. And I'm online or something like that. And I want to buy myself something. if I put the money in your bank account, do you mind if I buy this thing for myself, please, babe? Like, la, 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 la. Yeah. I said, yeah, cool. And at this point, I was very, me and him, in terms of money, were comfortable. Like, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Card, whatever. And I was in love. So I was like, yeah, cool, cool, cool.
That's you what, can, gets, that's what you gets, can, gets you, man. It's
yeah,
love.
I was like, cool, you can use my card. And you have to remember, at the time, this is my logic. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hear my logic. I think I was on 22K a year.
Yeah.
I have like £50 in my account.
Mm.
So even if I allow my babes to use my card, what are you going to rob me for? £50?
Yeah.
My logic is like, you can't, how can much can you really
rob me?
Yeah.
So that's why I was very comfortable. Like, yeah, do your thing. Even if you rob me, like, good, go shopping with £50. Good
yeah,
luck.
Yeah, yeah, no, I hear it, yeah.
But really?
Hey.
Deep what this nigga did.
Hey, she took it to you on the camera.
I wasn't ready. He didn't want my money. Huh? He wanted my credit.
Save.
Do you get? I didn't even fathom that.
Yeah.
So what he did is he put the £2,000 in. He 100% did. Mm. And I've shown this screenshot of the money and his name, Dennis Odonwa. He put the money in.
Oh, hey, the
my
gov.
Bank account.
Government.
Everyone knows his government name though.
You know, government. Yeah,
yeah. I actually did it.
It's on the internet.
He's a Yoruba boy.
Yeah. He puts the money in my bank account. The £2,000 is for deposit of a watch.
Yeah.
Because you know when you get like a phone, like you
yeah.
put
yeah,
the
yeah,
house.
Yeah, yeah.
So the watch, I think the watch's worth is £10,000.
Mm.
£2,000 is the deposit. What are we left with? £8,000. Now, I remember him telling me it's a lot of money, so like your bank might, because it's £2,000. But I thought he was buying himself like,
because they'll still claim another.
But he was like, the bank might call you because obviously you don't usually, it's not a diss, you don't usually spend this type of money on your bank account. Mm. So just ignore it. I said, yeah, come. Or just say yes, like, you know, I'm spending on your card.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, cool. Never once did we discuss this direct debit. And this is for me, on God, I've been saying this. God. Yes, I gave my PIN permission to use my card, but I didn't know if it was for a direct debit.
Mm.
Cool. So a couple weeks later, yeah? Oh, by the way, he came to my house like a couple days later, excited. And he said to me, and this was a red, it was, but I'm stupid, this is a red flag.
Yeah, yeah, everyone ignores red flags, man.
Yeah, the nigga goes, oh yeah, yeah, I bought something to your house. Meanwhile, you live 10 minutes away from me.
Mm.
So why, do you understand, like, why? But I just didn't think about it.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe it's because he's chilling at my house. It's the first time he ever ordered something to my house, you know, ever. So I didn't even question it. So he also told me not to open the door. I think low-key he was protecting me.
Mm.
Cause don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna be fake yet. Even though he finessed me, he cared about me a tiny little bit.
Yeah.
So he didn't want me to go downstairs and sign it because it was in my name. Obviously, I don't know this.
Before. Yeah.
Do you understand? Because if I signed it, I would have been fucked.
Because you could just pick up any parcel that has your name in.
He kind of had my back a little bit when he went to get it. Because he knew what he was doing. I have no idea what's going on. So like I said, I'm at work now. Two-ish weeks later. I don't open letters in my family, in my house. That's my sister's job. I know it's a bit of a weird thing to say, but I just don't open letters. Yeah. My sister tells me if I've got a parking ticket. Sister texts me and she goes, yo, Lance, do you know that his name's DJ? DJ has taken like a watch out in your name. I said, pardon?
Hey, can you?
Safe.
Imagine for my sister. I said, pardon? I said, what do you mean? She sent me the letter. I swear to God, my heart sank. And then you have to understand, I'm still dating him.
Mm.
So I'm panicking, but I call him and he reassures me that I'm going to pattern it. I'm going to pattern it. So anyway, when we eventually spoke, he told me that it was all part of like a, he was doing something dodgy. Mm. And obviously he didn't want to tell me, but he said he was going to pattern it. And if he was going to give me the money every month, so it was about 300 and something pounds. So he did give me three installments, I won't lie. And he said that, it was like to me, I'm going to pattern it. One of my boys already did this with this same company. One of my boys sorted this out. I'm going to pattern it. Don't worry, but I've got you. Like, well, I would never do you dirty. You're my babes. All this kind of shit. So I was like, cool. But back in the back of my mind and my heart, it did feel weird. Only because, hear this, I think I would have felt different if he finessed me, but he had told me.
Yeah.
I think what felt violating to me all these years is, I never agreed to this though.
Yeah.
Like that's what really violated.
Like you really didn't have a choice because it had already happened.
Say yes to this,
if I had said yes like a dickhead, like and been like, yeah, okay, cool, babes, yeah, you pay it and it's in my name.
Yeah.
Like I know some girls go through that story. Like one time I had this random guy, I've never done it, but this guy asked me, for instance, can you rent my credit's bad, can you rent an apartment for me and I'll pay you every month? And obviously I said no, but my point is he asked me, like if he had asked me and I got myself in the mess, it would have hurt less.
Yeah.
But the point is that he did it behind my back. Anyway, cut long story short. We had some problems because I found that he was cheating. He was always cheating, but this cheating was more deep. He was cheating with this girl and she was like proper, they were serious. She was like his, like, she had met his grandma. Like, it was deep. Like, so I was thinking, I thought I was your babe.
I thought I was the one.
So it was, we kind of like fell out a little bit and then I wasn't really talking to him and stuff. And then a couple months went where we didn't talk and stuff because of the cheating. It wasn't because of the watch. And then eventually, like, and also when I used to ask every month, can you pay for it? This is after I found out about the girl. He just wasn't interested. Basically, if I wasn't giving him, he would reply to nudes. If I sent him nudes, he would reply. But if I asked him for the money, he aired it.
Yeah.
So then eventually, like, I just realized that I'm never going to get the money back. And at first, I accepted it for the first couple of years. I wanted to get a lawyer. Who helped me, remember the signature thing I said?
Yeah.
Because they didn't have my signature, the lawyer kind of helped the company see their flaw. So they still chased me for the debt, but they didn't take me to court because it wasn't a strong case. But they kept bullying me to pay, but they just didn't have a strong enough case to take me to court. And I remember the lawyer I paid, I had to pay a lawyer, like, for advice. The lawyer I paid told me they will never take you to court for this because there's no signature.
Yeah.
It wasn't you. So you're calm, but they will harass you.
Yeah.
Hence me having bailiffs and stuff at my door and stuff. So, yeah, years just passed. And then one day, this is going to sound really weird, by the way.
No, of course.
And no one knows this, by the way. This is like really, this is personal to me.
Yeah, of course.
And this really hurt me. I don't know why, guys, but it really hurt me, you know. So me and, at this point, I've been effing him on and off for 3 years or something. But on and off, very on and off.
Yeah.
Because... obviously, like, and he's blown a bit more now, and he doesn't care about me as much. I can't explain it, but it's bothering me, this thing in my heart. And then one day, oh, by the way, at this point, I'm trying to become a somebody.
Yeah.
This is when I'm starting to.
Yeah.
And I've got a YouTube channel and stuff like this, and this really hurt me. And it was so random. I went on YouTube, and remember... not just that, I used to ride and die for this boy. I used to pick up some of his naughty stuff. Sometimes he would send me to a location and say, go pick up something. And just read allegedly. Between the lines.
Allegedly. This is all allegedly.
Who cares? Read between the lines.
Yeah.
I used to pick up some of his naughty things. I don't even know what they were, but I put my life at risk for this guy.
Yeah.
I really loved him. And then I'm sitting on... So remember, I'm trying to do my thing on YouTube, whatever. Imagine I'm sitting there. And I see this guy's done a makeup voiceover for Adeola Patron. Nothing against her.
But it's like he could have done that for you.
You owe me money.
Yeah.
You couldn't bust me. Blue.
And you guys had a relationship as well.
It hurt me.
Yeah, I feel you.
It hurt me. You can't bust me though.
It's understandable. Absolutely understandable.
I used to die for you, my nigga. You can see I'm trying to do my thing. Why don't you do my voiceover? It hurt me. And after that point, I said, yeah?
Yeah.
If you're not going to bust me, I'm going to blow off your motherfucking name.
Aye!
No,
this is some bad boy information.
No,
yeah, I'm not going to blow off your motherfucking... Because what you're not going to do is disrespect me.
I have a question. This is going to sound like hard, not harsh.
Yeah.
But, like, would you not say to a point, you're like, damn, I did this to myself.
No.
Am I tweaking?
Let's be real.
Am I tweaking? The type of niggas
we are, yeah, I can't lie.
Huh?
No, because in terms of us and like our friendships, like,
yeah.
I used to use my friends like cards to do stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know obviously us might give each other money and stuff, but I'm saying in terms of like, let's say now the relationship and how it was going, like, let's say he did this, he cheated, and then boom, he did this with the thing.
Every guy I've been with has cheated on me. I just want to make that very clear. So, Wait,
do you not find that weird, though?
Yeah, maybe I used to go for, like, more of a bad boy. I think the only thing I did wrong is I shouldn't have gone... He was hood. I shouldn't have dated, like, such a hood guy.
Yeah.
But you have to understand, let me say this to you. Like, I know other girls that have dated hood guys, and the guys haven't robbed them.
Yeah.
Like, I was sleeping with this guy. Because
that's insane, though.
What he did is... That's criminal.
It's genuinely inexcusable.
Yeah, criminal. Yeah, criminal.
And I kind of like, I understand you getting tipped off with that because
yeah, genuinely, that pissed me off, bro.
If I had a friend that could do it, why would you not do it? Especially when like we've been intimate.
Boy, see I
genuinely understand.
The worst thing is the fact that you will ride or die.
Yeah, when
you said that you've done stuff for him,
yeah.
Obviously read between the lines.
And also, I just want to make something very clear because this is pathetic, but it's the truth. Some of the stuff there's a particular story where I had to go pick up money in particular for him, and I got a parking ticket where I went to, and I remember on the phone, he said to me, like, he was screaming at me and he was like, yo, I'll pay for your ticket, man. Just get the money.
Get the money, yeah.
I got the money and I think I left the key under my mat at my house. So he could come in and collect the money and I left them. Because he was, because he's a dodgy person, he was a bit para. Even though it's like, I would never ever do dirty.
Yeah.
He was para. So I was just like, don't worry, tomorrow morning, I'll leave the key under my mat and I'll leave the money for you on the table, right? Because everyone was at work. He comes to my house, whatever, he takes the money. Did he leave me £60 for my ticket? No. Did he transfer me £60 for my parking fine? No.
It's the little thing.
I was very ride or die for the guy.
Did he ever pay for the ticket?
No, he didn't. He used to just be mean. I want to make it very clear, like, this is not like a one-sided delusion. He knows he was wrong because, I'll be real with you, he did apologize to me, like, before the bad boy. He did say one day, call me and said, I'm not going to lie. You know what, yeah?
I'm wrong.
I was bad to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Like I could have been. You didn't deserve how I treated you. Like I don't even know why I was like that.
Glad that.
But me, it's just like, okay, if you're so sorry, you know you owe me for the watch. You're not that sorry though, because you didn't give that back. So cool. I do agree with you. I shouldn't have dated a bad boy. That's where I hold my hands up. Like, I should have never dated a bad boy. However, what you're not gonna do is now you're saying you're a good person and all this and all that. You're not gonna bust someone else. Like, I don't know what she's done for him. I don't know their relationship, but I promise you, I deserved that.
That's very understandable.
Just a voiceover. If you're not gonna pay me, just do me a.
That would have bust me. Yeah,
if you had a friend and they had blown and they won't come and sit here, but they'll sit.
That's someone else. Yeah.
You're like,
we know. We know.
No, we're not like that. That's very understandable. Like,
you got a tough heart for that, man.
Wow. You're not that bad. Me,
I'm crazy.
More than the watch. Yeah. I said no. So you can do voice. I think I actually I think it. What did you mean?
I would have reported the
confronted
video.
Him.
Yeah,
I confronted him. I said yeah.
And you know, money is such a big thing.
I said,
as well.
Like, big thing.
Yeah.
It's such like with friendships, like, money is such a big thing. Like, it can get like. It can get very like aggravating if
100%.
Someone that you gave money to, or even then, like, and they don't pay it back when they were meant to pay it back, and they're taking liberties, and you see them having fun every single time, and you're like, bro,
he knows it's personal.
It's crazy. Don't even start saying names.
Yeah, let's not mention names in there.
But you know who you are.
But you know you
like,
are.
It's just a very like crazy situation. And me, like, I've always been this type of person where like. I would do everything in my power to avoid money breaking off a friendship with my friend.
100%, but the thing is, money makes or breaks
people.
I do have a question,
just off the like the money thing. So in terms of like when all this is happening with you and this relationship and what do you, like, where were your friends at the time? Like, were they not also giving you the advice of like, leave this guy?
Yeah, all the time. But
there's only so much they can
do.
The story is deeper than you think.
I hear it. No, I understand.
They did give me, obviously, should have listened to my friends, obviously. They gave me good advice, but like, he, like, for instance, he kind of isolated me from my friends. He didn't like my friends, so he used to insult my friends.
Oh.
Like, if my friends called me, like, he would take the phone off me and...
Be like, why are they calling you?
He would, like, literally threaten them. If I see you, if you ever chat to this girl, like, he would... He's a bad
boy
dude. I don't know. He might be a better person now.
I'm a civilian.
I can't lie, by the way, you know Lonnie's burst. I mean, not burst. She's sober. I'm burst.
Oh,
she's sober,
days.
By the way. So,
nah.
Everything you're seeing, is Lonnie.
I'm sorry. I've laughed a lot today.
If he wants to do right by the world... He just needs to apologize for telling everybody I was a liar. That it was a gift. Shut up, man.
Nah, definitely.
How can it be a gift when the 2K is in my bank account? So it's a gift, but you paid for it?
Accountability needs to set in. For sure.
At this point, I'm not involved.
For sure. Accountability. It's annoying when people that you hold dear to you are not accountable for their actions.
The point is, there are people, I understand that he's fans, but there's some people that just don't want to believe me. I've showed evidence. I've literally shown you guys him putting the money in my bank account, but it's a gift. If it's a gift, how did he pay for it?
And I think it's even harder, like when I was saying, with the way that they portray you on social media, they make you look like you're the crazy.
It doesn't even help with the situation.
So it's hard now.
But I feel like, you have to understand, like, even though he did me dirty, I think the emotions I'm giving you right now are past tense. I'm not bothered. I don't know, this is what I'm saying, I don't know if he's a bad guy now. He was then, and it was a very long time ago. He might be a better person now.
Yeah,
however, who knows? But even if he is a better person now. He still has to acknowledge the people
that he hurt back then. Yeah.
And then you had the audacity to go online and say I was lying. You knew I wasn't lying. So my thing is, even if he's a if he's grown or he's going to be a good person, he still needs to know that, that the day needs to come where you need to go online and tell everyone that you are the liar. Because I was never lying. That was never a gift.
Damn.
So do you think there will ever be any form of like a peaceful, how would I even put this? Do you think you and him could ever come back to like,
I
you think, know?
I genuinely believe that one day I would, you guys, everybody, not you guys,
yeah.
the whole internet will apologize to me.
Mm.
I really do think that one day he's going to admit that he was lying. Yeah. I don't know why. God has just shown me that you're going to get your justice. Like,
okay. Of course.
It's going to come full circle.
It will never happen when you want it to, but it will happen.
Yeah. So he might be old, he might be 50, but one day I think
he's going
to
do
even
it.
Even if it's not him, even if it's a text message and someone's revealing it, one day I feel like everyone's going to see like, oh, right, okay, cool, she was never lying.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't think you need to lie about that. Do you know what I mean?
No.
When it comes to his reputation as well, like if he admits that, especially at a point where he was at that time, that's like your career is done.
Why?
Really.
But the thing is...
I would say his career is done because me... And not you might think it's just one
but
person.
It's not like beating women. It's not.
Yeah,
rape.
It's not
like
no,
it's
but
crazy.
Still, like, it's still a sense of like, as like, imagine seeing a guy and putting him on such a high pedestal of like, oh, this you're a real guy, you're a real nigga, like this,
bro,
and you find out that he's bummy. People who bum women for their money are bummy guys.
Yeah, of course, 100%. But the thing is, for example, you can say the same thing about R. Kelly. Yeah, R. Kelly done whatever he done. Yeah, he's still getting the money that he's making from the music,
and that's far worse.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying, bro. But what Tion did is like obviously not the same as what R. Kelly done, but people are not gonna give a fuck because they
I don't think
to
it's that
music,
deep.
You know what I mean?
Let me tell you why I don't think what he did to me is that deep compared to the other stuff.
Yeah.
R. Kelly.
Yeah.
I think it's morally wrong, but you have to understand that because he had a street image.
Yeah.
And his image is like, oh, I'm a bad boy. I used to do like, you know, like I used to do bad things on the roads. I never thought like if he had came out and said, you know what, I did wrong a few people when I was before I blew.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the road. Like, I want to apologize to Lani and I'm going to pay. I think it would have blown over.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, I wasn't saying he was beating me.
Yeah, he never. And the thing is, you've openly said that he never done anything like that.
Yeah,
you know
I was just talking about that. So, I'm confused. I personally think he would have been calm. I really do.
No, he would have, because the thing is, his music would still have done the same. Do you understand? Regardless of the situation, whether you apologize or not.
I mean, me, I'm a type of guy like this. When I see certain things that people do, like it just puts me off.
No. Again, a lot of people may have been like that, but I always say good music will always go out. Do you know what I mean? Regardless.
So do you think? Let me ask you. Sorry, this is such a random question. What kind of things? Because a lot of people in the music industry, like they're narcissistic, and they do. You know, they cheat and they.
Mm.
What for you is like a. What's the line? Because most
like a deal breaker.
What?
I mean, I hear. But I'm done.
Okay.
No, that of course.
I'm talking about like in terms of listening to music. Like, don't get me wrong. There's music that I will listen to no matter what. Like this person has done, but then if I now hear that person has committed that, done.
Yeah.
Wait, Lani, I have a question for you then.
Yeah.
So obviously, like you just said, it is weird, isn't it? Because it's like, let's say drill rappers, for example. They'll rap about killing and doing this and doing that. But when they actually commit a crime, it's like this big deal. So where do you draw the line? Because obviously, let's say you're dating like this guy from the hood. And obviously, the guy from the hood, he does the dirty, whatever.
What's the dirty?
Like he, let's say, for example, in a specific situation, like he robs you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is like the line where like...
I can't date someone who robs people.
But that's part of the street.
I was a very stupid girl. I thought he was maybe just giving, you know, selling a bit of, you know, a bit.
Yeah.
And I have a very controversial opinions about that. I've heard people speak about this. I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm
no, of course.
But I'm not gonna lie. You know, in another life, I was like a Pablo Escobar. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
You know, you watch the movies. You get guys. You know, you watch the movies. And you're
like the excitement.
And you're
sexy. Excitement.
And you're like,
yeah, like this. Yeah.
Yeah, like what? And then you're like, where's my money for the kilos?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah, in another life, I'm not gonna lie. So I was a bad boy, and I lived in Brazil. I was moving with the white.
You're the queen at the top.
Yeah, the queen at the top.
Queen of the south.
So low key, I don't know if it's because of games like or movies that gasses you a bit when you watch them, and you're like, I could be that girl. Yeah. But yeah, I have controversial opinions. With that, I know it destroys people's lives, but because they're not. A lot of them are not forced to. I'm a bit more. I don't agree though with me, just it's just me.
Yeah.
I don't agree with fraud. I don't agree with fraud, and I think it's kind of evil to do fraud only because it's like, well, basically, the victim doesn't have a choice.
It's evidence there.
Yeah,
they don't. Nah, 100%
it's not the person saying yes. I think, like, don't get me wrong, drugs is bad, but the person is.
No, I agree with the same thing.
So I can't date somebody that robs people because I know how it feels. Imagine someone waking. No, I just
imagine waking up and you're just seeing money cut out of your account for unprovoked reasons.
Another question though: Did you ever feel unsafe anytime you were with a rapper? In terms of obviously, like, he has beef with a lot of other people. Like, other people, yes, you never know where he can
get. I was naive. So, I don't know. I was so stupid and naive. So, no. I only felt unsafe when I started beefing him online. Jesus Christ, I was scared for my life. I was actually looking out my window like, oh, my God, he's going to come
in. Yeah, true.
Yeah, no, I heard it. Because, obviously, he was beefing. Is it OFP that he was beefed? Yeah, they were rival because it's in North London. So obviously,
Do you have a relationship with them? Because I'm pretty sure anytime Shade Bro posted you, like, the OFV guys are just underneath the comments, like,
yeah, them are back in your auntie.
I was such a troll back then. I was trying to be in their music videos, but obviously that hasn't happened. I was so petty.
I hear it. Imagine Abracadabra, you just see Lani. Yeah, that would be crazy. I'd be burning if I was Tia.
Do you guys remember my Halloween when I dressed up as him?
I respect you for that. That was big.
Dressed up as him how?
I dressed up as Tion.
How do you dress up as Tion?
I just wore his outfit he did in the video.
Bro, I can't lie. That shit, bro.
I can't lie.
Let me tell you, that was one of just the best. Let me tell you, iconic. For that Halloween, for some reason, I was like on it. So I bought loads of outfits and I was posting them every other day. And they were doing well. Like, people were liking my content. And I said, yeah, the big boy's going to be on Halloween.
Yeah, the big boy
Halloween. So I went and it was crazy because my friend at the time, Yasmin Pink, she had dated Swarms. So I was like, Swarms and Tion had done a song.
Yeah, I was going to ask you something about that. Like, 1 second.
I was like, you're going to be Swarms.
I'm so sorry.
I called her, I said, you're going to be Swarms. I'm going to be Tion.
Yeah.
So she was like, cool. So we actually bought like short hair.
Oh,
like,
crazy.
Because I didn't want the gel braids.
Yeah.
So we bought this short wigs from AliExpress. We really got into
character. You went into detail.
I made his chain. I made the actual emblem.
The pendant.
And I put
like
diamonds on it. We went in. And then I remember, I was so excited to post this shit. When you said post, let me tell you something. My phone, my Instagram, you know, this is my only time in my whole life.
Yeah.
Even Bad Boy didn't go that viral. My whole life, my Instagram froze.
Oh, crazy.
I've never had that.
That's insane.
My Instagram froze. I kept trying to, so refresh after a minute, like that, I was like, because I just want to see a laughing emoji.
I was like,
are they laughing? Are they laughing? So I refreshed it after like a minute.
Yeah.
No,
nothing.
No
comments. Yeah.
What? No likes. What? Okay, cool. 2 minutes. Not even one like, cool. You have to remember, I get a few more likes in 2 minutes. So five minutes, there's nothing.
Yeah,
like, it's frozen.
Yeah.
I can't see the likes, I can't see the comments. And I was like, Yasmin could see hers, but I was like, I can't see my stuff.
Yeah.
Babe, they posted me on the Shade Barra.
Yeah.
From the time I posted it?
Yeah.
They posted it 6 minutes later.
Well, they're quick. You know, Shiba are quick.
Edited, and they edited with their emblem,
their
Shiba.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
6 minutes after I posted it, it was on the Shade Barra.
Damn.
And I think it was just mental. And I thought, you couldn't even give me half an hour on my page.
Question. You know, on Swarms Live, there was someone who said, is that Tio?
That wasn't me.
Okay, cool. I'm going to clarify.
That wasn't me.
I see a lot of people say, oh, was that Lani's burner account or something like that? That wasn't you.
That wasn't me.
Okay.
Big up Swarms, though.
You co-signed the message, though, innit?
What?
The message that was said on Swarms.
No, maybe back then. You have to understand, guys. I don't hate him and I don't wish him bad. I just think that at the very minimum, what I deserve is, you need to tell people that
apology.
I didn't lie though. The type of abuse I got online wasn't really fair because you are the one that was lying. So that's all I would wish. But I don't wish him bad. Like, you know, obviously he's a cunt for what he did then.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, I don't know him right now.
Yeah.
So for all I know, he actually might be an alright guy.
Yeah.
No, I respect that though. I'm glad you feel like come past.
Yeah, because some people they will still have the hate for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
He's a cunt then. If you put me back to what he did then, we could, like, all day, like, you're a cunt. But
hey, she's shot with it, man.
Yeah, sorry. You're a cunt then. But like I said, he was 20.
Lani is sober, by the way. I hope you like that.
He has to be the funniest woman I've ever met.
I swear, bro. Again, you know what's so funny?
What?
On social media, I would never think you're like this.
Why?
Because
I don't.
The way they portray
you. Yeah, the way they portray you.
I don't think I had a specific idea in my mind, but like, you're very easy to talk to.
No, 100%. Like, again, when we were DMing on, I was like, look where she's actually like DMing me like this. I think you'd be like, kind of blunt or whatever, bro. I can't lie, you're a genuine.
I've never laughed this much.
While you have the platform, any opinions, any
anything you want to get out there,
you want to talk about.
I just want to say big up you lot for doing your podcast. It's hard appreciate out here.
Appreciate it.
Hard out here. And I know your podcast doing decent.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. No, but honestly, and again, obviously, the hate I gave, but obviously you got my
support. Don't worry.
No, generally, though, if you haven't watched Badders, you need to go watch it. It's honestly a
show. I'm looking for boys for the boy version and girls for the girl version. So hit me up. You can be any sexuality for both.
Let's nominate Josh.
Let's just go on that. Josh would be funny on that shit, man. But yeah, no, honestly, from me, my perspective, I've seen another black woman in the industry. From obviously where you came from to where you are now, like I'm actually genuinely proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Because it's not easy to run a business like that.
And you're paving the way for yourself.
No, yeah, honestly, because it's like for example, in the nicest way, how I portrayed you to see how you actually are now. I genuinely hope people actually see the real you, like from this from this episode, because genuinely you're a down to earth person. You know, you just want to make your money. You want to just live your normal life. Obviously, you were done wrong, but from how you were done wrong, you have made good from it. Mm. Actually, genuinely give you respect for that, because these are big character people, big energy people.
Oh yeah, Jesus!
And for you, for where you came from to how you are now, for them to show you that respect and for you to actually control them, is big up. And
thank you.
People, honestly, on the internet who don't respect Lani, you need to genuinely hand on heart. She's actually done so well from herself. From obviously the rapper situation to where she is now. I haven't seen anyone on the internet go from bad to good. For you to now do a season 2 for the women and have to do a Badass Boys.
I'm gonna definitely be tuning into Badass Boys.
No, genuinely, because even Zeus on the American side, they haven't even done Badass Boys yet.
No, they have.
They have.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've done 2 seasons.
Oh, wow.
That's why, obviously. But the thing is with me is, I'll be real with you. Like, I'm going to give the people what they wanted. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, I can't do Badass Boys. But I'll be real with you. Like, I can't ignore them. They stepped up. They auditioned.
Yeah.
And you know when it's like, I get tagged. They tag me on Insta, mm-hmm. on TikTok. I'm seeing tag. They want it. So I'm going to give them what they want.
No, generally, I'm
always going to give people what they want.
Is there always going to be like some sort of collaboration with the American and UK cast?
Oh, wait for season 2. It's not going to be a collab.
Okay. Inside.
It's not going to be a collab, but we've got, I'm working on trying to get like a few bigger people on my...
Yeah.
Like season, cast members. I want to also say really quickly, like, before we go, because we spoke about Renee, but we haven't touched on something, because I don't think I've spoken up since the show came out. But when the show came out, because the show was popular, obviously, thank God.
Yeah.
The show was leaked. I obviously anticipated the show leaking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
And I think I was talking about off camera that I had to put it on a subscription based website, mm-hmm. because YouTube would not allow me to monetize off the show.
Yeah.
They kept making like nudity excuses, even though it was probably the violence.
Yeah, there was.
It was the violence and stuff. Even if we took the swearing out, they were manually reviewing me.
Yeah.
Like right now, my page is like yellowed.
Really?
Like yeah. So this is just like because I do promo clips.
Yeah, the trailers. Yeah.
The trailer. Yeah, cool. So when I realized I wasn't going to make no money, maybe I was going to make 2 grand, but I spent 20K, so what's that?
Yeah.
So I had to put it behind a paywall, and I remember like having sleepless nights because I was thinking, who's going to pay?
Yeah.
Like I really thought no one's going to pay. Like, and then it was just like, you know what? I wasn't bothered with losing the money, but I really wanted to give, I really want to show people I can do more, I can do better, but I can't do better, obviously, if I don't have no money. So.
Yeah.
I was stressed, but then obviously, we're stressed, cool, people are subscribing. 2 days later, somebody DMs me, my show's on an app. So, but the person was like, don't worry about it, the app's not very well known.
Yeah.
This is the
app. Yeah, not very well. Don't blood it out.
All right, cool, it's not very well known. So, his app doesn't, it's gone anyway. But, so cool. Then, I already anticipated it, so I managed my feelings when I saw it leaked.
Mm.
And then a couple of days later, I see Renee doing YouTube, no, doing tutorials of how to download it.
That's fucked
literally
up,
and she did a video showing people.
I saw this, doing a video with
a green screen.
Yeah.
Showing people this is how you do it, how this is how you download it.
See, and this message, progress.
And yes, honestly.
And I just want to say this after you smash the video, I just want to say this, Renee, because I saw you doing a video about how you never come back to Baddies. Despite all your negativity and your demonic spirit and your hate, whew, I still made my money back. So how you feel?
Fuck your shit, Twin.
So, continue. You're a fucking loser and you always will be.
Wowza.
Hey, clip that, man. Shit. Shane Burrow, bust us now.
This is a good time to end
the
EP.
That's the way to end the episode.
Thank you so much for having Lani, for Lani coming on the pod. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it, guys.
It feels a bit weird to talk about myself for an hour, but...
No, honestly, this is amazing.
It's weird.
Yeah, but obviously, even though who Lani is now, you do now obviously know who she is. So obviously, hopefully you watch season 2 of Bad As UK. Mm-hmm. But if you're new around here again, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, push that bell notification so you know when we upload brand new videos. Make sure you check us obviously on TikTok, Instagram, and obviously our personal socials. But this has been ECP, and this has been Lani Good.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, stay blessed.